Chazara Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin. The Zmanei Tfilo. So Mitzad Chazara, Kedaka, go through the Sugis Bekitzer, Tor Shulchan Aruch, Taz, Shach, Mkivegir, and Peskei Tshuva. The Mechaber starts off saying an Isha, whether she's a Nida, or a Zava, or a Yeledes, she won't come out of her Tuma until she does two things, a Tfilo Karoi, and a Bebotan Aroi. If not, then until she does these things, she's Chayiv Karis, if you have Tashmish with her. The Tad explains what's the double lashon. He quotes from the Beis Yosef that Tefillah Kuroi, meaning you can have any chatzitzas, that'll be the next simin, simkuv tadaches. The second thing, a makamaroi, that means the mikvah, that'll be the loch and simin resh aleph. Sif Beis is the zmana tefillah. In the sugya, anida, yuma, and shabbos, there's machlokes, tanoim, and amaroim, if tefillah bezmana is mitzvah. Lalocha, the Torah brings out from Ben Chananel, he paskins that Tefillah Bezmanai is a mitzvah. Atzad Hasheni, Rebbein Tam, the Daka Moshe brings down from the Marek, that Tefillah Bezmanai is not a mitzvah. Aloch L'maisa, Kamung L'shach, and he brings down the Bach, the paskins it is a mitzvah. However, the Shach, he brings numerous rayas, signs of Kon Gimel, signs of Kuzer Kesev, that Aloch we paskins not a mitzvah, and his words are, K'may Shekosev Kol HaPoiskim. He brings one raya, that fact that a bail is not beer, they did not go to the mikvah. An almona does not go to the mikvah. A basula does not go to the mikvah. And even the halacha that we wait 5 and 7, the chazal say, but shloi shimsho, there's no reason to wait 5 and 7. Just on hoga that we put upon ourselves, obviously we do not hold the halacha that tefillah bezman a mitzvah, we hold it's not a mitzvah. With that akdomo, coming to the mechaber and says, that when bail is beer, still there's another reason why to be toivel. Mitzad the mitzvah of natum avatul piria verivya. Mitzad the idea of l'shevus yitzara. That means that Taz explains, even though we paskin, like the mandiyoma, tefillah bezmanai is not a mitzvah, still we have a second reason why to be tefillah bezmanai when the husband is around. Mitzad the sugya piria verivya. Meistiv upon that, kamung numas achoidim, let's say a case where there is no puravu, for example, she is muberes already, or she is menekes, or zekeno ukedoima. Kamlung the Trumas Hadeshen brought down beside the Darkei Moshe and the Taz and the Shach, noch a reason, there's a mitzvah of Kiyum Oino. Taking even a step further, the Maram brings down by the Shach that even beside the idea of Kravis, there won't be Tashmish, but the idea of Kravis in and of itself is also a mitzvah. Therefore, the case that the Shach is discussing, that there seemed to be on Hogan Klai Yisrael, that a Kal will get married before Shabbos, Friday night, she'll not have Tashmish. Hagam Medina, 100% of Smotari Paskin. She'll only have Tashmish on Mocha Shabbos. Still, the loch is a Kala. Can go to Mikvah Friday night. Mitzad Shar Kravis. Similar, Kamal Piskei Shuva. He brings down Sifkon Ches, the Evan HaShoyam. Also another Nafkamina. When a case where the husband is an oval. And he's getting up Shabbos morning. They're not going to have Tashmish the night before. And they're also not going to have Tashmish that afternoon. It's also. Therefore, says the Pesach Tshuva, building upon this Maram, the Shach, that Shach Kravis and Mutter, she should go to the Mikvah Friday night, a Gam Tashmish is not going to happen. So it comes out we have three reasons why to go to the Mikvah, besides the idea of Tefillah Bezman and Mitzvah, one as Puravu, a second as Oino, and third as Shach Kravis. Someone did ask me, who is married, Baruch 25 years, he says, you know what, me and my wife tonight are really not interested of her going to the mikveh tonight. I asked them why. She said, there's a sale, it's more convenient tomorrow night. So, put the shalom bias to the side, I think avad that's incorrect on Hoga. I tell me this far as over here don't apply. Avad, as I'll say, the whole point of going to the mikveh is like a kala, nichlas l'chopo. And everyone understands that a person will say, well, I have a sale tonight, and I'd rather not make my chasna tonight. I'll push on my chasna till tomorrow. The same on Hoga is still incorrect. Avada, even if these ideas don't really apply, and they're both Michael, but Avada, they're correct on Hoga's go to mikvah, like, as I'll say, like Kala Nichlis L'chopo. Kamung Ramon says, this halacha, why to go to the mikvah? But let's say it's tefillah on El Shabbos. Can you go to the mikvah? So first, Amon discusses when the Baal is in the city, Avada you do go. When the Baal is not in the city, then the Amon says it's also. What's the Svara? Explains the Taz and the Shach that in the Sugyan Shabbos says that Loch is Avada, you can go inside a cold bath, no problem. Only in the hot bath is also inside the Sugyan of Gzeirah of Bishol. Came along the Gzeirah of Go'inim, wrote down in Siman Shin Lamed Vav that people could not go and take an ambatya on Shabbos even in cold water. One of the reasons mitzvah the sugya is schito. Therefore, it comes out when a person goes inside a mikveh today, it is not near kameka. It does not look like they're coming to cool themselves down. Therefore, there's a shalom mitzvah the sugya in Beya. The loch over there is that a person cannot tovel kli mitzvah the sugya a token kli misakemono. So here also, a person going inside a mikveh on Friday night will look like a situation they're going inside a mikveh to misaken themselves. There's a bayav ticking kli, and you do not have the heter anymore of near kinemaker. Therefore, the loch is when a baila beer that's a mitzvah, whether proved ruwa or ino kedoimo, then avada we go. We go after what the Gemara over says is mutter. When the baila is not beer, we'll back to the loch as not near kinemaker, a near kinemasakin, and therefore we will not go Friday night. Now, on the time the person does go Friday night, when the baal is be'ir, kamalim peskei tshuva, and the bees and the chametz tzvi, cold water you can. What about hot water? Gemara Pashas asks it. So the chametz tzvi says, the maisetz osir, only in case of poishun. Also, the Noyde Behuda agrees that you said. He does say, let's say, e'efshir, and you want to be tovel ben ashmoshes, and come home at night, maisetz, if that's the only option you're left with, and the chanami can do that also. He goes on further, Pesach Tshuva, and brings down the Divya Yosef, wants a melamed tzchus upon those who want to be mekel and be toil b'chamim, and he ends off tzorachin. Hagam the El Masur, the Sharet Seed, and Shin Chavav, he brings down Mokum and Chak, meaning no other mikvahs around except the hot water. Yeshom Lismoich on the Korban Sanel, the Chesarvom, to be mekel, go inside the hot water. Otherwise, we do not go inside hot water. The Pesach Tshuva ends off, let's say it's Lal Shabbos, it's after Amiris Baruch Hu. Is that nichl negedah of nighttime, and he can go at Friday at night? So he has machlokes chud hashani and the chinuch beis Yehuda. Chud hashani said if the minigis be mekel there, yeshem lesmoich. Otherwise, we cannot do that. Chinuch beis Yehuda says lemaisa we are machben to mevata even the minig. Now, come along. We see from the halacha tefilah shloim bezmanoi and lel Shabbos. The loch is when Baal is be'ir, can you now go to the mikvah? Example, meaning Thursday night she was able to go to the mikvah. She did not go Thursday night. It's now Friday night. It's Tfilah Shloi Bezmanai. And the husband's in the city. Is she allowed to go to the mikvah Friday night? So it's very clear there are on the page three different mahalchim. First, the shopping is on the Bach, who passes like the ogre, that if it's Tfilah Shloi Bezmanai, you can never go Friday night. It's back to the sugya of near Kamasakamono. You cannot do that, and even b'mokum oynis is also. Atzad Hasheni, the Beis Yosef says it's always mutter, v'chem amad debar. The Ramah agrees the same thing, unless there's a minig in the mokum against it, that way. The Shach ends off, that the Maisa, we have no minig, therefore not to be machmer. Atzad Hashlishi, Taz wants a stamp shot in the Trumas Hadeshen, not like the Bach is being machmer all the way, not like the Ramah being mekel all the way, but in between, that the loch is you cannot go Friday night, unless you're an oinus, you cannot go Thursday night. Those are three sheets on the page. Again, either it's always usser, or it's always mutter, unless you have a minig against it, or the loch is to be machmer, unless you're b'makom oinus. Off the page, the fourth sheet to the Siddur Torah, that says you'll always be mekel, unless you have no reason not to go Thursday night. Now, once we have this Torah sheet, which is interesting, the Mishabruah and Shin Chavah Paskins like it, to mechalk whether it's a case of an oinus, and therefore a person can't go for a night. Worst case, that's a pshi, you cannot go Friday night. What is the definition of an oinus? And on the page are like 7-8 different cases to discuss what defines the idea of oinus. First, Kamal Lashach and Mingzan Sukkot Aleph, a situation from the Maram, when Aisha went Thursday night to the mikvah. She comes back and she sees she has lichluch underneath her tzupranayim. We get the lochad sim kub tzadaches, that's ma'akiv, it could be ma'akiv in your tefillah. Can you go now Friday night? Is nichl in the ghetto of oinus or not? Since the Maram Lublim, since Be'etzim you went in the right time, and you tried, and you made a mistake over here, the loch is you can go Friday night, and nichl in the get of oinus, no problem. Aleph, one case. A second case, come along the Shach, says a case of you try to be toivel Friday night. Again, one case in the Shach is you try Thursday night, and you were not successful, as lichluch. Second time you try to be toivel on a Friday night, and you made a mistake over here, you had a long tipper naim, you were not toivel kuroi. Could a person now go back again the same night and be toivel a second time? He has a bunch of reasons he discusses why to Michael. One of his main reasons is the manushach he let it go. If a person has to go midinoi, so fine, you have to go Friday night. This man. If Erech Nami, the tefillah was chal over here, so go back to what the sugya says in Beyer, that near to make a person can go stam for a night in cold water. Go back to the ikka halacha. Therefore, we come out to the shach, when you have a monoshach, you still can go the second time Friday night. A third case to discuss is dam tor. Dam tor, the shach l'mais is machmer. Come on, piske tshuva, nibing down deg mavava, levushe srad. The mice, they don't understand. If this is this man right now, and we are l'mais is machmer, that's on hog to be machmer, dam tor, against our own personal chum over here. Just like the shach said in Sivkotin Aleph, I'm sorry, who will say in Sivkotin Gimel, that we're going to be the loch when it comes out to 5 and 7 on Friday night. The loch is you can't go Friday night. Hagam, even on the Friday night, you're waiting is a case of loishimsho, which is nothing more. It's our own personal and hogo. We come along to be machmer and wait 5 and 7. You can't go to the mikvah on Friday night. And also, dam tor is our personal and hogo to be machmer. Maisa comes out this man Friday night. We can't go to the mikvah. That's aleph. Second, says Dagomavavo, even a case, let's say, it's dam tor and she went to the mikvah already. And now she became awesome in some dam tohar. In that case, certainly a person should be able to be tovel on Friday night when this man comes down on Friday night. Because then you have the loch of the shach, sefkot and aleph, mitzad the sugim and monoshach. That means either we're going to be machman dam tohar, mitzad, that's the halacha, then you have to go Friday night. If you say no, the dam tohar is better than nothing over here. So just like the shach said, that the loch is when you have a tzipa naim that was not caught, you have right to go to mikvah, mitzad, that's ikra halacha. You also mitzvah to give bayim ikaloch and go inside the mikvah. So both cases by dam tor, they either want to argue in the shach, and they want time that the loch is you should be able to go to mikvah on Friday night. Another case, Pesach Shuvah brings down. But let's say a person should have counted 5 and 7 earlier, or did not need to count 5 and 7. Should have counted 7 right away. For example, she waited 5 days during the Zayin Akim, day 3. She saw dam. The loch is you should count Zayin Akim right away. She did not do that. She waited 5 days, then 7. And then it came out to be Friday night. It says over there, the Pesach Shuvah, Poshe, that case, is your Pshia. Your Pshia, Vadi cannot go Friday night. Not those who are helped in the case of Pshia versus the case of Oinus. A sixth case over here, to define what is Oinus, what is Pshia. Let's say Bailu is not Be'er Thursday night. And now come back, the Bailu is Be'er Friday night. She did not go Thursday night, but can't she go now Friday night? To come on the shach, he wants Mahalach of the Bach. He wants to tell us, since there was no reason for her to go Thursday night, because her husband's not around. Therefore, it's nichel in the klal of oinus, she's not a pshi over here. She can go Friday night. Atzal Hasheni, the Taz, the Pash, the Ramah says, no, since Be'etzim he could have went, and she did not go, it's not nichel in the get of oinus, and therefore a person cannot go Friday night. Again, nochlos will be machmer, that's nichel in the get of pshi over here. Another case over here, come on, Pesach Shuvah, and brings down from Noda Behuda. Let's say a person is supposed to be mafsik 5 days, and she thinks she has time, she's in the shuk. She gets home late to make a hefsik, and it's after Ben Hashmoshes. He wants a time that since she thought she can, she'll be nichel together of a shegig over here, and therefore not a pshia, and a person can be mafsik, and his mother that end up being that she go to mikvah Friday night. Another case, the Chorin discussed, nichel together of oinus or pshia. Pesach Shuvah being down from Moshe Srad, let's say a person is a little bit of chayla, it's tirchavar to go to the mikvah, or the water in this situation will hurt her until she's mirapa, and when she's mirapa comes out, she goes to the mikvah on Friday night, also nichal neged of oinus, and not pshia. So again, we have numerous cases that are going in the sheet of the Taz that the chayla one discuss is nichal and oinus, and you can't go to the mikvah Friday night, and not pshia. One last thing Pesach Shuvah being down from Chamud Daniel over here, that even when she was a pshia, but in the case of Yitz Laderech, then even a person that Shloim is Mane can go for on the night. Can go. What is Moisif? Let's say it's Dei Ches during the day, also maybe be Mutter. Pesach Shuvah ends off this Chelik over here. What happens when the Evan she went to Mikvah, she should not go to the Mikvah? The Minigam Mokam is not to go. She was according to the Tazir case of Pshia. Is the Tfilachal. So you have to divide up two cases, the case of Shabbos and the case of Yontif. Negate to Shabbos. The Chut HaShani and the Tarshish Shlomim, they want Mechal between the case of Shegig and the Mezid. Shegig and the Maisi Yomotar. For the Mezid, Siknas and the Chayt Nisker, and therefore you cannot have Tashmish till Mocha Shabbos. Hagam other Korvis and other Chokas and the Maisi Yomotar, but Tashmish is also till Mocha Shabbos. Tal HaShani, the Siddhartha says, even on Shabbos to be Machmer, Havid Leila Hosef on the Hoga Ba'almo, and therefore even Tashmish is Mutter. A second case by Yontif, On that case, the Chodeshoni said Mekadin should be mutter. How he ends off not mechalik and zroi to be machmer. In that case, the Torah says Shlomo says the Tyro. The Ma'ase says a person can. The Ma'ase, if you went to mikvah mutter with the Eved. Now that even lechatchilo, if you pass an aloches by pshia not to go on Friday night, but yontif you even lechatchilo can't go by case of a pshia. The Ma'ase ends off the aloch over here saying three statements. Number one, a person who is Friday night was a case that cannot go because of mokum pshia. Then can they go much of Shabbos? He says you cannot, because then you mean marchak tefila from the chafifa, aleph. That means, be clear, a person with a pshah and lel Shabbos that cannot go, they can also not go much Shabbos, only Sunday night. A second thing that the Ramah says, a case of almano, when she wants, she getting married on Friday, because she goes to the mikvah on Friday night, and have beer that night, since Alocha points out the shtaz, in Evan Ezra's Simon Samach Dalid, is you koinah with a beer, you couldn't hear mitzvah in my siyadel, the yichud abiyah, and therefore you cannot make a kinyan on Shabbos. Therefore, yichud is also. So once the yichud is also, therefore tashmish is also. What tashmish is also Friday night, says Ramal Hudin, the cannot call a mikvah also on much of Shabbos. The boy ends over the third thing over here, that those who make and say, since there's no real is happening on much Shabbos, only on Friday night, therefore much Shabbos he can be mekel. That means he's saying three things. Number one, some of the psheya on lel Shabbos, Hudin, much Shabbos can't go. Number two, an amona who cannot go to mikvah on Friday night cannot go on Mosh Shabbos. Number three, those who are mekel. The question is, when it says those who are mekel, what's going back on? The Taz understands only back on the lucha of almona. Those who are mekel, almona, she did nothing bad, some wrong. Meister Pitzchet Shuva, Bing Daf, the Mokom Shmuel, the lucha is going back, say almona, and say in the case of Mosh Shabbos, negate a person who's a pshaya. And that's number one. And number two, he said, and we paskin like the Yesh Makilim. That means it comes out, even those who want to be machmor on Friday night, most of all the ma'isa are mekel on Motzei Shabbos, because the Ramesh Makilim is going back on the case of Yop Sheh on Friday night, and that's how the ma'isa be paskin like the Yesh Makilim. Now the word of Ramah is, Ein machik mat filim in a chafifo. Kamal Litaz is Sifkon Hei, and he wants to explain what the words of the Ramah mean over here. So it's a sigil we'll have to get to, Bezer Hashem, that Rashi Shita is, and Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes, is chafifa has to be done during the day. The mikvah is at night, chafifa is during the day. And the reason is, a person should not be bohol and do chafifa at night when they're able to go to the mikvah and have tashmish. They don't want a person to be overwhelmed by the moment. Therefore, when a person comes along and does, really should do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and then you do chafifa Erev Shabbos and go to tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, it's a long time in between. So even though we pass him the Eved to do the whole chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, that's only with the Eved. But since you're psheya and you mean machuk, the chafifim from the tefillah, therefore we do not let you go on Motzei Shabbos. That's the side of the machmirim. Even in the machmirim, Sennel Pesach Tshuva brings out the Noda Behuda, the holy side to be machmir shloye bohol muhumul lebeisai, the kala, who the maisa is not married yet, and there's no reason for her to be a bohol over here. She can maisa do this halacha and go on Motzei Shabbos over here. That means, first of all, we could pass like the Yesh Makilim. Even Noch the Machmir, Kalos will certainly go anyway on Motzei Shabbos. Sif Gimel is being Tovel B'Yoyim. To understand this, first, Kamal Letaz of Kohen Ches and explains there are two types of Isha. There's a Nida and there's a Zava. A Nida, in the Torah, she cannot, once she has Yimei Yerusha, she has 7 days, she sees Dam over here, she has to pass those 7 days, she goes to Mikveh at night. A Zava is Sfira, counting. And by Sfira, when you count, the 7th in the morning is Mikseh Yom Kikuloi, and you already have 7 days over here. Therefore, by Zava, you can go to the mikvah during the day. So again, Nida goes at night, and the Zava goes during the day. Once we have that Agdom over here, the Gemara says, I want Noshim Shemul Maisa, we're Machmi, given the Geda of the Zavas. In fact, the Gemara Daf Samach Zayin is so, by Zava, let them be Tovel during 7 during the day. And the Gemara, you cannot do that. Shema Tovin Lidei Sofik. It might lead to a case of a Sofik. Explains Rashi and the Taz brings down. You'll have Tashmish, maybe Shema Tishamish. Number one, maybe you have Tashmish during the day. And then the Shema Tira Miyashi afterwards, her Dam. We say so all Zainikim. And end up happening, you're Baal and Isha Be'isr. Therefore, on day 7, you cannot go to the Mikvah. Shema Tishamish, the Shema Tira V'tister. The Gemara goes on saying, if so, let's be toivel on day 8 during the day. We don't have that svar anymore. It's Kamlung Rav Yochanan and Rav, they both agree that Loch is you cannot mitzah the sugya of Sirach Bitoy. Explains the Taz. that the daughter will know that the mother is going to the mikvah during the day. The daughter will make a mistake and think it's really day 7 and not day 8. And she'll think you're allowed to go during day 7. Therefore, when she gets married, she'll go during day 7. You have a bayah, shematir. So again, there are two separate reasons why a person cannot go to the mikvah. One on day 7, shema deshamash, shematir v'tister. One on day 8, mitzvah the sugya of serach bitoy. Therefore, the mechaber brings down lochel ma'aseh two things. Number one, you cannot be tovel on 7. Number two, you cannot be tovel on 8 or 9. Al serach bitoy. And again, the Taz explains the svar we just said until now. What the idea over here is, two separate reasons. One's al shema deshamash, one al serach bitoy. Now the mechaber says 8 and 9. The shach says even more. 10, 11 does not make a difference. You can never go during the day. And on the Serach Bita, he speaks out the Shach. Let's say she has no daughters. She has no children. So the Shach does not make a difference. Loy plug. You can never go during the day. The Shach does bring down a situation with the Maram where Isha was not Tovel Kiroi. And after 2 or 3 days, he wants to go back to the Mikvah. He had two questions over there. Number one, in that situation, can he go during the day? And number two, maybe you have to wait now 7 days mitzad the Sugya of Serach Bita. So he comes along the Shach and says, even in this case, l'chadchila, you have to be machber and not go during the day, only at night. But you have a bimekel, but l'chadchila, only at night. Number two, he says, that the serach bita, we only see by tefillah b'yoyim. To make up your own serach bita, l'mitzin adav, because it will not be machber, to think that a duro will make a mistake, you do not need 7 days, even 2 or 3 days is enough. Come on, l'shach, and bring down machloik sushainim, what's nichol l'geder being tevil during the day that would be machber? Let's say a person is tovel in the day, but comes back at night. Come along the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rosh, being done, Machlokes, Rebbein Tam, versus the Rashbam. Rebbein Tam, Tanya, you come back at night, the Maaseh, it's Mutter. Mash Enkin, the Rashbam says, you know, you come back at night, you have to be Machmer. Question is, where is the Machlokes? Is discussing day 8 or day 7? The Shach says day 7, everyone agrees it's Osir. Why? Shemet Shamash, Shemet Yer V'Tister. And therefore, anyone's Mekel, Yesh Limchais. Day 8, L'maisi Machloikis, that's Rebbein Tam versus Rashbam. And on that, L'maisi says, Yish Lahachmer. Not to make a Machlo, but still to be Machmer. Agav, coming the Shach, and he brings down the Chumer from the Bach, not only the Loch is you cannot go into the Mikvah and come back at night, but also to go to the Mikvah, also you cannot do it during the day, unless you can do Chafifa there. That means if an Isha does Chafifa at home, and wants to go to the Mikvah early, and there's no reason for that, there's also Bayav Serach Bitoy. If there's a reason why she's going early, whether it's Yontif or it's time-wise or Chafifo, any time you can. But there's no reason of Bayav Serach Bitoy. Now, come on, Lepeska Tshuva, in the Bingdan City of Tyre, the ones of Taino, Belmokum Mivatal Aino, I guess you mean the case of Ainus over here, on day 7, you want to come back at night, Mais that'll be Mutter. Mina Chsam Soyvi says, the Ika Locha Chas Vashom Bimachmer, the Kami says, Vamachmer Tavla Brocho. And therefore he says, again, if you have two things over here, you mevatel ha'ino, and you come back at night, you'll have over here the shita of Rebbein Tam, yeshem min l'smoich ha'kesev an oinus. Now, he does discuss the Pesach Tshuva, what defines coming back at night. He says the isha has to wait in the mikvah to come back to her house, or to even her friend's house. The ma'aseh says to be machma over there. We spoke out the chabur, those who want to argue, or those who want to speak out different gedorim, how to get the idea to not come back, whether there's a shemi there or basic knesses. But we have Yisoy the Heter in the Pesach Tshuva. When's the case of an Oinus on day 7 and come back at night, L'maisa it's Mutter. The Chassam Soif does end off. In this situation, it's better to be Machmer and do 2 hefsiks, one after day 7, one after day 4, one after day 5. Because if you do a hefsik after day 4, when you go to Mikvah on day 7 during the day, it'll come out, will it be day 8 during the day? If you count from 4, count from 5, it'll be day 7. So you have a mile of having 2 hefsiks to come out really 8 during the day. The Ramah ends off over here, the Loch of Gimel, by Kalo, that she can be tovel during the day, because she does not come to the Chosin until the nighttime. Masha Enkin, after the Chuppah, she has a Loch like all Noshim, and she cannot be tovel during the day. So there is a question, what is the Kimta of the Ramah, discussing 8 during the day or 7 during the day? The Shach understands discussing 8 during the day. Why? Because the Sugya of Serach Bitoy, she has no children, therefore 8 during the day she could go. Maisa Degma Vovo, brought down the Pesach Shuvah, is Mefakfek. Says even during 7 during the day, there's no shash, shema to shamash, shema to yavitister. And therefore he says, if a person not have the chuppah till night time, the loch is, but shas al chak, he can't be mekel. And he goes on further, Pesach Tshuva, bringing down upon him iris, that even more mekel mi'ikadin against a shachol v'er. Maisha, the shach says, acha the chuppah, to be machman, explains the shach in the Ramah, that means once she is going to be toivul after the chuppah, she'll have lach of all noshim, and therefore even though she might not have any children, but maisha the lach of sloy plug. Now saying the lach of v'er is certain times you can go during the day. When is during the day? Lafuki cannot go at night. It's come along with kivega, and it means down lechatchila, it means from nights. However, the evidence from the case of Alois HaShachar, the Pesach Shuvah brings down the same idea from the Panim Iris, that before Alois HaShachar or HaBoiker, Avada, it does not work, tefillah has to be extremely mixa yam kikuloi, you have to get at least part of the day. Sift out of the case of an oinus of the eighth day, that means Gemara come along is very clear, and says if you have an oinus on the eighth day, whether it's Pachak Ganovim, or because of no light, or lions, or kudaima, the locha is on the eighth day you can go, on the seventh day you cannot go. Therefore, the Mechabes speaks out this halacha, on the eighth day you can be toivel, mashayin the seventh, even though on the seventh there's an oinus. That means pashas negate to us, negate to our matziv around the world, whether there's a curfew, which is the sugya of corona, whether there's a curfew because the riots happening in New York right now. If there's a curfew that's nichel in the ghetto of oinus over here, and during the eighth day of Avadia, you can go to the mikvah. Come on, Pesach Shuvah. And he says, but what defines the definition of oinus? You bring that from the Chamud Daniel. Dafkan oinus negate to all noshim in the city. That all of them equally have this. But let's say she personally has an oinus, won't be nichel in the get of oinus. Pashas a curfew is negate to all noshim. And therefore, today, each one in their own country will have a heter going eighth during the day. Sifei Delocha B'dieved. The Deshela, saying the 8th day and saying the 7th day, if you went to the mikvah during the day when you're not supposed to, is a chal tefillah or not. The Mechaba Paskin is not to mechalik, whether it's the 8th day you went, whether the 7th day, both of them is also a tefillah, not to mechalik. The Mechaba is moistiv, however, even if you went, number one, not to meshamish, and number two, should be also hard to tefillah, say, from a husband till nighttime. Pasha, whether day 7 or day 8, you should not shahada from your husband. Why? Come on. Hard from your husband. La locha, maize come on the shach, and it brings down the bachis who argues on the mechaber and says that day 7 the maize is not also like tefillah. You have to go back inside the mikvah. And the shach ends off, toiv lahachmer, it's good to be machmer. Therefore, the mashal, the shalah has been asked that the noshim, when they go to the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur, it can't come out that the issue which is going is 7 during the day. That means we mentioned already in Chabura that there are numerous noshim, and people told me in the Chabura that they know noshim, they go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Let's say go Erev Yom Kippur, it's 7 during the day. Now, Motzei Yom Kippur, do you have to go back or not? So based upon the Shach, a Toiv LaHachmer, Echid Efshir, Avad, you have to go back to Mikvah, also Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? As the Shach points out, Uchosh V'Rushaynim, we disagree with the Mechaber, with the Rai V'Shita, and Kam V'Rushaynim, that L'maish Tfilu was not Chal, was day 7. The Pesach Shuvah does end off with the Chamud Daniel. It says, let's say Yom Sopik, it was day or night. The example is a Kleider day, or Bein HaShmoshes. Then the Loch is, we're not going to ask you, but even according to the Shach, avoid the Pashas, usually you come back at nighttime to your house, and then you have the Tzir of other Bein Tam Shita over here. Tumim Masayim, Zahir Shabbos, it's Pashas Korach for the people who are in Eretz Yisrael. So whether you are in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure everyone's heart is in Eretz Yisrael. There's a known Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, a Medrash, that discusses what was the give and take between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash says that Korach told Moshe, a person has a talus that's mole kulay tchelis, is a chayiv and tchelis on the strings over here. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, yichayiv. Said Korach, you have a bayis mole svarim, is a chayiv mezuzah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes. Said Korach, I don't understand. Kol HaTorah with all the parashiyas, all 275 parashiyas, it's not going to patter the house from mezuzah. So Medrash says, Omoloi, Dvom Elu Lenistavus Aleim, this is not that Sivoy, whatever Kosh Baruch Hu says, this is what we do. Umili Becha Ata Boydadin. And it's coming from your heart. Now there is a question, Umili Becha Ata Boydadin in the Medrash, who exactly is speaking? Pashas the flow is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. I heard him from my Avi Mori, my father, say Pshat was a given tape between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Umili Becha from your heart. The certain Jews who are what they call cardiac Jews, they're Jews at the heart. A Yehudi belev. People right now are telling me, no, a guard comes over to you and asks, where's your mask? And you go over to him and tell the guard, the shomer, where's your kippah? Where's your yarmulke? And the guard says, Ani Yehudi Belev. You tell him back, Ani Masecha Belev. My mask is in my heart. Usually, the guard gets the point over here. Some of them smile, some of them think it's cute, but you better put on your mask. But there's a concept of some, I guess, Mardin or Reform or conservative people think the concept, as long as I'm a Jew at heart, my hug is that way, I keep it inside my house, I have a bais moli svarim, I have tchilis, but to show the world, no, my point is I'm a Jew at heart and I act and I show that way. I act that way to myself. Besides Alochan Simon Alf and Archaim, they're not to be embarrassed. But more than that, we are Bnei Malachim, we are Bon Malakim, and the chilik of what our tzivah over here is, it's not just to do the mitzvahs, but sounds like also to lead by example, to show, to lead the world. We have to lead. Sarach Pitoy, we lead by example. Over here also, we have to lead, we have to show over here. We have to walk around Sai with our yarmulke and show our kippah, our religion outside the world, our tzitzis to the world, to lead by example. Same thing, we have to lead, walk around with a mask. The interesting shall they discuss, let's say you do not need to wear a mask. I allow to wear one on Shabbos when there's no Erev over here. But Maisa, we have to realize the concept over here that people will learn from us, see from us, whether mitzvah sugya srach mitzvah negate to our personal family over here, or whether mitzvah the mitzvahs over here, we are the Maisa, we lead by example. And taka, we shall have a good Shabbos. Questions?